to be the present for you. 2019年的挂历啊，每家一本。
Each family can have a 2019 calendar.
有这个教会的节日，还有阴历啊，在美国很多时候过年都不知道哪一天，你可以查得到。
It includes a Chinese calendar and a church holiday.
那还有一个小笔啊。
Another is a small pencil, pen.
这叫药丸笔，像药丸一样的。
Like a pill pen.
放在里边，放在口袋里头。用的时候拿出来一甩就可以写字啊，一个人一个啊。
Everyone can take one. That's the box.
我们请招待能不能把它放到最后的照片里边，到最后大概五六张之后，好，停，往后退。好，那在圣诞节前呢，我们教会演了两场，就是演了一个以斯帖剧，演了两场。
In our church during the holiday, we performed the skit of Esther 2 times.
我们花了半年的时间来筹备。
We planned it for almost 6 months.
为什么要演以斯帖记呢？
Why we perform Esther?
以斯帖有一个非常重要的一个信息，就是焉知你今天的这样的位分呢，是为了今天的机会。
Esther tells us a very important message that you are in your position today is.For what is happening.
我们这次是全教会总动员。
The whole church was involved.
有100人参加。
At least 100 persons.
超过100人。
Over 100 persons.
那灯光、服装、道具、剧本，包括诗歌，全部是自编自创的。
Everybody in the church involved. We are doing the lighting, the costume, everything.
那本来肖牧师呢没有involved进去。
On the beginning, I was not involved.
但有一天那个扮演。亚哈斯约王那个演员呢，要去这个费城去参加婚礼。
But the guy who played the king has a wedding in Philadelphia.
那导演说，肖牧师你要不要顶一天
？So I was the substitute.
我一顶把他就顶掉了。
I become the regular.
到时候他放剧照好吗？这个是潘牧师。
那我们
但后边，这是我们的，这是这个我们的当中的这两个演员啊，一个是演就是哈曼和他太太。
This is the guy who played Haman and his wife.
啊，这是莫迪改。
And Mordecai.
那个报警布景是。
布景是我们的电视墙。
哦，电视墙啊。
漂亮
啊。
The background is from the screen.
对，这是演哈曼那一位。
This guy is Haman.
这是以斯帖
and that is Esther.
再往后边，这肖牧师坐中间，看我是吗？
蛮笑的。
好，再往后边。
哇，这个电视墙真好啊！
这是我在晚上睡不着觉时候的唱歌的这个。
That's when I do sing a solo at midnight.
生平第一回演戏，您就演盲了。
I'm
没有演仆人，一下一步登基了。再往下边。
One and first time.
再往后边。这是我们这个舞蹈，这是宫廷的舞蹈啊。
This is the dancing group in the palace.
这是我们当中一个舞蹈啊。
That's the dancing group in our church.
道具、服装都好。
再往下边，对。好，这是一个群舞，再往下边。
More dancing.
这是我们谢幕的一个场面啊。
That's the closing scene.
好，再往下边。好，没有了。当时我给这个飞虎发了消息，可能发晚了，你们觉得很远啊，都没有去。好多人以为说教会呢可能出了什么好的就没有来，结果蛮可惜的。
I actually send an invitation to your church.
我们这里也有。
对，我刚好有没有没关系吧？我们对
呀。
他说：“肖牧师，你要再要不再加演一场
？”You
呀，好。
We will perform again.
我说：“见好就收，不演了。”
对，听到吴导
开玩笑啊。好，我们到了前面好吗
？Let's go back to the beginning.
好。那刚才读的这段圣经在申命记里边。
We just read the scripture in the book of Deuteronomy.
那申命记是摩西当百姓即将进入应许之地的时候，给百姓重申神的律法。
Deuteronomy is Moses emphasized to the people before they enter the promised land.
你知道为什么重申吗？
Why does he emphasize something?
因为当年过红海的那 那批人基本都死掉了。
Because the generation who crossed the Red Sea have passed away.
新生代对神的恩典，他们只是一个遥远的故事。
The new generation remotely remember what God did.
那摩西觉得说，你们要进到那个地，承受地土的时候，你们需要了解神的恩典和一个辉煌的过去。
That's why Moses said, before you enter the promised land, you must know God's command and what God did before.
在十一章十二节说，
In chapter 11, verse 12,
从最少的年中，耶和华必看顾那地。
He said, from the beginning of the year to its end, God's eye will be on the land.
所以有不少的圣经学者相信，当摩西讲这个话的时候，要么是最少，要么是年中。
Many people believe when Moses made that statement, it's either in the beginning of the year or the end of the year.
这段圣经告诉百姓啊一个非常重要的真理。
Moses is telling people one very important message.
就是第一个呢，就是诫命。
One is God's command.
第二个是土地。
And then it's about the promise.
第三是感恩和展望。
Then is to be grateful and in remembrance.
我们请这个音响往下放第一面。
Please lower the sound.
往下边第一面，再往下一面。
Next page.
好。Okay. 守诫命与得土地。
To keep the commandment and to enter the land.
因为神知道以色列百姓，他们是神的选民，但是呢，他常常忘记神的恩典和诫命。
Israelites are God's chosen people.But very often they forgot about God.
这段圣经说，你们若遵守耶和华的律法，你们在这个日子呢，在土地呢就得以长久。
The scripture says, if you obey my commandment, you can stay in the land long.
尽管摩西说了，摩西讲了，
even though Moses repeatedly tell them,
但是百姓并没有遵守。
But they never quite obey God's command.
后来我们看到以色列人被掳亡国很多年。
And then we later on we know they are exiled. They were taken away.
圣经里边土地和应许常常相关。
Very often the promise of God and the land are closely related.
是说你们要得那一块地。
To gain and enter the land.
这个地不是随便一块，就是神特别给的那个迦南地，流奶与蜜之地。
It's not just any land, it's the land of promise, the land of milk and honey.
这个地和应许息息相关。
That land is closely related to God's promise.
如果你们守耶和华的律法，行神眼中为正的事，你们就可以安居乐业。
If you obey God's command.And keep his commandment, you can live peacefully in the land.
但是不管上帝如何说，百姓呢却没有听进去。
No matter how many times God reminds them, but they never quite hears it.
我记得我以前在这边讲过一篇道，就是己与摸，就讲到犹太人那个衣服上有那个罪，那个罪。
I remember I told you about the clothing that Jewish people wear. They some sort of gown.
如果你要看一些保守的犹太人，他们穿着都是黑色的。
If you see the conservative Jewish, they wear very dark clothing.
他那白色的衬衫
，there might be a white shirt.
在腰带上面有些白色的穗子。
On their elbow, there's something that they carry.
一共用613条的细线缝成的。
They are maybe 600 some thin string that hang there.
就代表摩西的613条律法。
Each one of them represent one commandment of Moses.
但律法的总纲就是神的爱，就是圣经。
But the summary or the conclusion of the commandment is God's love.
那十诫最重要的核心就是说，你要这个敬拜唯一神。
The most important command in the Ten Commandments is to obey and worship the only God.
如果你今天不能够守住敬拜神这个根基的话，你就会衰亡，就会灭亡。
Today, if you do not obey the command to obey God, you will be destroyed.
那我认识一个牧师啊，他是一个宗教家。 宗派的牧师，比如说像浸信会啊、长老会啊、路德会啊、卫理公会啊，还有这个圣公会，这些有宗派的教会。
I know a pastor who is from a very particular denomination.
他们根本不需要建堂，你知道吗
？They don't need having a church building.
因为很多教堂已经空了，没有人了。
Oh, because in their church they have so many empty building already.
如果你是一个宗派的牧师
，If you come from a denomination，
你只是花一分钱或一块钱就可以得到一个教堂。
You will only to pay $1, they will give you a big church building.
为什么
？Why？
是因为人少了吗
？Is that because the congregation is decreasing？
不是。
Not the reason.
每一个教堂、一个教会当初建堂的时候
，because every church when they build their building，
都跟你们一样
，is just like you，
有一批热心奉献、愿意为主的弟兄姐妹。
There's an eager or willing to give congregations.
他们砸锅卖铁，拿金拿银，变卖家产，为了建造教会。
They give all they can to build that church building.
教堂建立起来
，and the church is built.
但是曾几何时，我们看到教堂慢慢的荒凉。
Not too much time passed before the church began to decrease.
这为什么吗
？Why？
因为这个教会没有守住神所给的诫命
，because that church failed to obey God's commandments.
很多教会
，so many church
不再去敬拜神
，they no longer worship God，
或者不再敬拜真神
，they no longer worship the true God.
地图就荒凉
，the land began to ruin.
我们教会建堂完成之后
，after we build our church，
我几次在教会里边我就讲了说，如果你今天不守住教会的诫命，没有教会的意向，不努力服侍的话，有一天这个地方会被卖掉。
I told repeatedly remind my congregation, if we do not obey God's commandment, keep His vision, this church will be sold one day.
我丰收灵粮堂会付那些后辙，你不要以为你很特别。
A harvesting church will be no different from any other church.
我知道你们也在建堂。
I know you are also building your church.
看来建堂当中，你们教会也充满了很多的恩典和神迹。
I also see that is a miracle and a testimony from you.
但今天呢，我也鼓励大家。
But today I want to encourage you.
今天想要建堂成功
，You want to successfully build your church.
你要想守住这个地业
，You want to keep the land.
除非你们紧紧地依靠神，守住神所给你的诫命。
You must diligently obey God's commandment for you.
这个教会是属于神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
神要来带领这个教会。
God will lead His church.
继续往前面走。
To move forward.
放第二页。
Let's turn to the next slide.
过了。这说的这地是给你的应许之地。
This land is the promised land.
我们当中有谁去过以色列
？Anybody been to Israel? Is it Israel?
有一位啊，菲利普去过啊。我是鼓励你们有一天
，I encourage all of you，
这一生当中呢，去到以色列看看。
Visit at least Israel once in your life.
不是朝圣。
Not to for pilgrimage，
而是你脚踏入以色列这个土地，看到神所写的圣经当中和那个历史多么的吻合，让你震惊。
To visit the land where the Bible is all about。
我们2019年10月31号到11月11号，一共有11天的时间，我们有组团去以色列，肖牧师是领队和建导游。
2019, we were going to be a group going to Israel.
一般就讲说，我给的那个地不像是埃及的地。
To walk on the land that is not like Egypt.
你知道应许之地和埃及地有什么不同吗？你们知道吗
？You know the difference between the land of Egypt and the promised land.
在全世界的文明当中，河很重要。
In all the civilization, river is very important.
有河就可能孕育文明。
Where there's river, civilization become possible.
在世界的几大文明这个当中
，In the all the great civilization in history,
我们看到 这个两河流域的文化，就是幼发拉底河和底格里斯河，伊朗、伊拉克、波斯、亚述，他们是一大河。
You always see great river like the River Euphrates.
中国有什么河
？How about in China?
有长江，有黄河。
There's Yellow River. There's Yangtze River.
那印度呢
？How about India?
有恒河。
There's a
我不知道英文怎么说，是印度的河。然后呢？那埃及有什么河
？What river in Egypt?
尼罗。
尼罗河。
尼罗
河每一年都泛滥。
Nile River is flooded every year.
它泛滥的时候呢，就有很多的那种新的肥沃的土壤会推到这个水两旁边。
Every flood brings a new soil to the land.
埃及的水非常的丰盛。
There is abundant water in Egypt.
所以你看埃及呢，常常是水草丰美有粮食的。
That's why half of Egypt is a place of great crop.
你还记得吗？亚伯拉罕。
You remember Abraham?
还有雅各都去埃及去挑粮食，或者说是去避难，躲过饥荒。
Jacob and Abraham, they always go to the land of Egypt to buy.
所以刚才在圣经说，埃及的人，他们是用脚灌溉。
They use irrigation by foot.
你们谁在乡下待过，做过农夫的有没有？举手。
How many people here grow up in farm?
我踩过那个水。
对了，跟自行车一样，踩那个水车。
It's a bicycle, you irrigate.
然后有一个这个轮子上面有那个小水斗。
There's a little wheel, with.
就把水从这个地方就提升起来了。
You bring the water from one part to the other part of the land.
你完了可以问梁弟兄啊，怎么样？这就是埃及人灌溉的方法。
That's how Egyptians irrigate their land.
他不停用人力用脚踩，水呢就开始流转，从低处变得高处，像抽水机一样。
Like a pump, they use the foot to bring the water from lower area to higher area.
但如果你们去到以色列，就发现以色列真的没有大河。
But if you go to Israel, you're going to discover there is no river there.
你们不是有约旦河吗
？Isn't there Jordan River?
但约旦河说真的不太壮观。
But River Jordan is actually very small.
平常的宽窄就是从这个到这边宽。
Maybe the width is 5 to 10 feet.
会跳远的一步就跳过去了。
People can just hop over it.
很小的一个河。
Very narrow river.
而这个河呢？而且是在非常海拔低的地方。
And also river is in a very low altitude.
很难把它的水能够提升上来灌溉土地。
You really very hard to use the water from the river to irrigate the land.
所以以色列的应许之地的特点就在乎它是靠天吃饭。
The one special feature about the land of Israel.
所以刚才圣经说，神降下秋雨。降下春雨，让地丰盛，让长粮食，让牲畜有草吃。
That's why the Bible says that God sends autumn rain and spring rain to nurture the soil.
那么中国人都是说春雨秋雨，以色列是秋雨春雨，有什么不同呢
？What's the difference between the autumn rain and the spring rain?
所以以色列秋天的时候呢，是撒种的时候。
In autumn is where you spread the seed.
撒种之后就开始降雨。
And after the seed spread, the rain comes.
然后麦子就长出苗来。
That's when the seed will sprout.
但紧接着呢，雨就停了。
And then the rain stops.
天气变寒冷了。
The weather turned cold.
苗就枯黄了。
And a lot of time grass wither.
但是生命还在。
But the life is still there.
这草在土里边过了冬天。
After hibernation, the winter time.
一旦春雨浇灌的时候
，When the spring rain comes，
那些麦子就复活了
，the crop revived，
而且长得很快
，they grow very quickly。
到五月份的时候
，by May，
就开始收割
，you are ready for harvesting。
自己看到没有？神所给的土地，神会降下他所赐的甘霖和秋雨和春雨。
The land given by God provides autumn rain and spring rain。
所以以色列一去，它是个非常看起来荒凉、干旱的地方。
When you go to Israel, it's a barren place.
但你知道吗？ 以色列供给欧洲的几乎所有鲜花市场的60%。
But do you know Israel provides 60% of flour to Europe?
它的水果啊，在整个的地中海也是首屈一指的。
Even the fruit crop is the number one in Mediterranean area.
他们没有大河，没有大江，靠的是神的恩典。
Without any great river, they depend on God's rain.
和神给的智慧。
And the wisdom that God gave them.
他们粮食都用滴灌，你们知道滴灌吗？人生病以后呢，会有树叶啊，有那个，他们就把那个水管呢放在那个树根底下，用电脑控制，一天有时候，浇五次，每次10分钟，就这样子滴灌。
They use computer control irrigation system in the ground。
所以神说，有人靠人、靠车、靠马、靠腿，你们不能。
The Bible says some people depend on the chariot and soldier, but not for you.
因为这是神的应许之地，你们行耶和华眼中为正的事，天就降下甘霖，地就丰盛，五谷就丰收。
When you are in the promised land, you depend on the blessing of God for your autumn rain and spring.
再来下一页。
Let's go to the next slide.
那第三就是要感恩和期许。
Our response is to be grateful and to have expectations.
所以刚才圣经说，你们那地呢有山有谷。
That land is a land of valley and mountains.
如果看以色列土地，我们看到靠这个北边是这个犹大山地，然后中间呢是这个高原，然后是沿海的平原。
We see in Israel there is high plateau on the north, and then there is a lowland.
说地这地呢是有山有谷的土地。
It's a land of mountain and valley.
但是山和谷在圣经当中也代表你们经历的困难和丰盛。
Mountain and valley also represent the path that we have to go through.
在高山上面，我们看到常常缺水，行动不便，然后交通也不方便。
In the high mountain, water is dry, very hard to get to.
那我们过去的2018年，我们不也不是这样吗
？Isn't that what happened in 2018?
有人经历困难
，Some of us experienced difficulty.
经历失业
，Some people are unemployed.
经历痛苦
，Some people
have
suffering. And then we have struggled.
这都是山，也都是谷。
These are all mountain and valley.
但是在最末的时候，你仍然要学习感恩。
But in the end of the year, you still want to be very grateful.
我在几年前我在这边讲到的感恩节就是说感恩有三种
Several years ago when I shared with you on Thanksgiving there are three types of Thanksgiving
一种是因为神祝福我我就感恩
One is because I received God's blessing and I thank him for it
这叫因果式的感恩
That's because of the reason that God gave me the reason to be grateful
还有呢是假设性的感恩
And the other one is hypothetical gratitude
如果神
If only God
帮助我
If God helps
我就感恩
I will be grateful
那我们教会有一个姐妹得了白血病
There is a sister in our church suffer from leukemia
超过60岁了
She is over 60
你知道这种治愈率很低
The survival rate is very low.
结果竟然呢，神很奇妙，竟然医生就得医治。
But amazingly, she was cured.
他先生说，如果这个病治好，
he said,
我就来信主。
If I'm cured, I want to believe.
现在他太太病治好了。
Now his wife is cured.
我这个礼拜就要探访他。
I want to visit him.
说是如果怎么样怎么样，我就怎么怎么样。
If only this happened, I will believe.
好多人呢说了，但是呢，最后不愿意去兑现。
Very often make people make promises but do not fulfill them.
那第三种就是最高等的感恩。
The third one is the most high.
虽然
even
哒哒哒哒哒哒
even something do not
好多的事情，不好的事情发生，困苦的事情发生。
So many bad things have happened.
然而我还要来感恩。
Still.I want to come forward.
这是感恩的最高级的。
That is the highest level that we can do.
因为很多时候苦难
，because very often suffering,
挫折
，frustrations,
都是化妆的祝福。
are all blessing in disguise.
若当中有些弟兄姐妹，你在今年因为神祝福你感恩的话，感谢主。
Any of you that you are grateful because God bless you, we thank God for you.
你试探过说神啊，如果怎么样，我就感谢你。如果你真的得到神的祝福，我也祝福你。
If you have made promise for God's blessing, we also are happy for you.
但如果今年
but if
this year, 不是很顺，
you have been a bad year.
好多事情发生，你心里真是很挣扎。
Then so many struggle for you.
你要来感恩。
Still come to thank God.
因为这可能就是你的山谷，但是你马上怎么样，就要来超越。
Because you are in the valley, you're going to be going up.
新年，我弟兄姐妹给三个动作。
There's three things I want to give you.
坐下
sit down,
跪下
kneel down, and to get up.
第一个就是要坐下来读经。
We sit down to study the scripture.
我的意思不是说你读经要坐下来，不是这个意思。
You don't have to sit down to read the Bible.
坐下就表示怎么样？安静持续。
It's just to quiet down to read.
因为见到一些多动症的人。
Well, a lot of people are very hyperactive.
坐不下来的。
They cannot sit still.
所以读经啊，马上就是一个新的一年。
The only beginning of a new year.
我不知道您教会有没有这个新的读经计划。
Do you have a Bible reading plan for your church?
我们教会有一年一读的计划，两年一读的计划，三年一读的计划都有，你分配好。如果你们需要的话，我可以 email 过来。有人说我一年读不完，再两年，两年读不完，三年。
We have different plan for one year to finish the Bible, 2 years or 3 years. I can mail you the list.
但我觉得读圣经实在太重要。
Because to read the Bible is so important.
因为今天的人不缺食，不缺水，缺的是神的话。
Today we lack no food or drink, but we lack God.
第二就是要跪下祷告。
Secondly, we must kneel down to pray.
我也不是说只有跪下才可以。
You don't have to kneel to pray.
跪代表一种谦卑俯伏的态度。
To kneel down is to humble ourselves.
今天当面对这种征战困难的时候呢，你要知道，祷告可以破除仇敌一切的阻拦。
You know, as we face struggles and difficulty today, prayer is the only way out.
祷告也可以改变你人生的这个环境，也能够来改变你的人生的态度。
Through prayer, you can also change your environment and your attitude.
那我明天晚上我们教会有跨年度的祷告会。
Tomorrow night we have a quiet overnight prayer meeting.
就跨年度呢，不是跨年，就是从2018年的最后一天的9点钟开始。一直祷告到2019年的凌晨钟声响起的时候。
We pray from 9 o'clock on last year to the early morning the next year.
那我每年我们跨年祷告会做什么事呢
？Cross year prayer, what do we do?
我们回顾感恩，有一个短讲。
We remember what God did and there's a short sharing.
我们要吹角。
We want to blow horn.
迎新。
We want to welcome new year.
我们有抹油，有认罪，还有发金文红包。
We also share the red envelope.
我觉得祷告对每个基督徒是最容易的，也是最难的一件事情。
Prayer is the easiest yet the hardest thing for every Christian.
因为一天祷告容易。
To pray one day might be easy.
一个月祷告容易。
To pray for a month.
要持续不断的祷告不容易。
To consistently pray continuously is not.
我们叫我说2007年我们就开始有祷告会，从来没有停过。
We have a prayer meeting started since 2007.
都鼓励大家在2019年的时候啊，我们要起来为教会来祷告。
I encourage you to rise up and pray for your church.
为教会的建堂来祷告。
For your building project.
为弟兄姐妹的生命的建造来祷告。
To build the life for your brothers and sisters here.
因为建造一个会堂不是我们的目的。
Because building of the church building is not our goal.
而是建造一个我们可以来服侍的场地。
To build a place where we can worship and serve.
第三就是起来服侍。
And then to get up and serve.
在圣经里边特别强调服侍。
The Bible emphasizes service.
你记得吗？有一天耶稣从会堂里出来，进到西门彼得家里边。
You remember the day that Jesus left the temple and going to the house of Simon Peter.
当时彼得的妈妈 正在害热病。
And Peter's mother was having high fever.
所以耶稣进去就来服侍他，拉他起来，他的病就好了。
Jesus went in to serve her and raise him up, and she was cured.
记得吗？他的岳母病好了之后做什么？
What did she get up?
服侍，
起来
服侍。
She gets up and served Christ.
你记得撒玛利亚妇人吗？
Do you remember the woman from Samaritan?
她受重压、受羞辱，在午间的时候呢，去井里面打水。
She was mocked. She was near. She went to get water on in the middle of the day.
耶稣与她谈话。
Jesus talked with her.
让她能够认识这位永生的主。
So that she can come to know this eternal God.
她就放下水罐子。
She dropped her bucket.
到城里边说，我遇见弥赛亚了。
She went back to the city and proclaimed, I met the Messiah.
甚至说整个撒玛利亚人呢，人都信了主。
He said the whole city come to believe in.
所以新的一年里边，肖牧师鼓励每一位弟兄姐妹。
That's why in this coming new year, I encourage every one of you.
都要起来服侍。
We must arise and serve.
我叫我教会建堂的时候
，When while we are doing our church building project，
那我去理发店理发。
I went to a barber shop.
那个理发说你是做装修的吗？我是做装修的。
The barber said, "Are you in construction?" I said, "Yes, I am."
我满身就灰土啊，头发也是土啊，身上的灰点呢、啊。
Because I got shiver dust and stuff all over me.
但我心里很喜乐。
后来我才。
所以就是坐下读经，跪下祷告，起来服侍。
Because that we are sitting down to read the scripture.
不只是同工服侍。
Not just serve our brothers.
每一位弟兄姐妹都要来服侍。
Every one of us one must arise.
我觉得服侍是生命成长最快的方法。
Because that's the quickest way our spiritual life can grow.
对旁边听见说，你要坐下读经，对他讲。
Tell each other,
坐下读经，
坐下读经，你要跪下祷告，跪下
祷
告。下面你要跪下祷告，你要起来，
不是。
Rise to serve,
阿门。再来下面，要无忘使命。
We must not forget our vision.
当摩西告诉以色列的百姓
，When Moses tells Israelites,
你要到这个地去。
You must enter the land.
不是打土豪分田地而已。
Not just to divide the place.
他希望这些百姓从乌尔出来，经过旷野，经过多年的磨练，要到一个新的土地，建立一个新的国家，一个信仰，一个文化。
They left the wilderness to enter a new land to build a new country.
这正是教会的使命。
That is the mission of the church.
如果有人问你说，请问为什么要有教会
？Why do we need church？
你说啊，有教会我可以看到老乡啊，有教会我可以有午餐，有教会有中医需要有教啊，这都错了。
If you say that because I can meet my friend, I can have lunch, I can have Chinese food, these are wrong answers.
因为教会可以完成上帝给我们的使命。
Because church allow us to accomplish what God has mandated us to do.
你记得登山宝训有句话说，城要造在山上，灯不能放在斗底。
He said the city on the hill, the lamp cannot be hidden under.
所以教会的使命就是要来发光。
The mission of the church is to shine the light.
让人看到上帝的爱，看到耶稣基督的爱，看到十字架的召唤。
So the world can see the life of Christ, the salvation of the cross.
而且基督徒要过一个完全不同于外人的生活，一个不同的价值观来。
We must live a life that is different from the world.
你们想过没有？为什么以色列民从埃及出来要到这个以色列这个地方呢
？Why does Israelite left Egypt to go into Promised Land?
神就希望说你在这个国家里边。要建立一个新的价值观，建立一个新的信仰，让别人看到就很羡慕。
Because they are there to build a new country, a country based on promise of God.
所以基督徒要彼此相爱，然后向外传福音，让别人看到一个不一样的生活，不一样的见证，这是教会的使命。
As we come love one another in the church, we want the whole world to see that there is a different group of people here.
所以不要忘记教会的使命。
Also also always remember the mission of the church.
第二，要重夺失去的土地。
We must take back the land that was lost.
我看到以色列民，他们得到土地，后来怎么？他们失去土地。
When they enter the promised data and they lost the land.
那这个土地，一方是指到这个真实的土地。
These are real property, the land.
但是也讲到了不同的领域。
But it also refers to a different realm.
我觉得今天教会要在五个方面，你可以记下来，要来夺回土地。
There are five areas church must reclaim.
因为这些地方呢，曾经是教会的领域，但今天我们失去了。
These are used to be church's territory that we no longer have.
一个就是家庭。
One is family.
神设立家庭，神看顾家庭，神也祝福家庭。
God established family, God bless family.
但我看到今天很多的家庭呢，却败落了。
But today the church, the family are in ruin.
我们有些呢争吵，或者是离异，或者是在水火当中。
There's constant fighting, there's divorce.
我觉得如果家庭不在，教会也不在。
If the church, the family is not there, the church cannot stand.
所以鼓励我们教会弟兄姐妹要起来建造家庭，守护我们的儿女。
I encourage the brothers and sisters to build your family, to look after your children.
第二，要为媒体来祷告。
Also pray for the media.
请你打开报纸。你打开这个电视或者网络，我们看到这所有的媒体90%都是抵挡神的。
When you turn on the TV, you turn on internet, you see 90% of media are against God.
因为过去我们教会不注重媒体，我们攻守相让。
Because we did not emphasize on media, we give all this up.
但今天如果你要办个电视台，如果你要想那个发表一个言论，其实不是很难。你要善用一些社交的媒体，微信啊 ，Line 都可以怎么样？有些正能量东西可以发挥出来。
Today we can bypass the media, use the internet to share our message.
我记得一年前吧，有一个消息说习近平信主了。
Maybe years ago, the chairman, the message said that he's become a believer.
其实是个谎言，是一个浙江的农民在他家里边用那个微信就造一个假新闻。
Actually, that was a lie, a fake news.
所以今天你搅动世界不需要花很多钱，媒体就可以做到。
It doesn't take that much to disrupt the whole media.
所以我们教会希望明年我们教会能够办个电视台。
We want to have a TV station from our.
就是要来占领媒体，来传播神的这样一个价值观念。
We want to reclaim the media so we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第三，要为教育来夺回这个土地。
Thirdly, we want to reclaim the educational system.
你看以前每到一个国家宣教的时候呢，都要建立教会、建立医院、建立学校。
Before when a missionary go to a new land, first they build a church and then the school.
所以学校的教育对信仰非常重要。
The school are very closely related to the church belief.
但现在我看到基督教建立学校先起来反基督。
And now the Christian school actually rise up to against church.
那比如说，比如说哈佛、耶鲁、普林斯顿、哥伦比亚，这些都是当初都是基督教建立的学校。
Not only the Ivy League school originally are Christian school.
但是很多敌对的言论从这些学校里出来。
A lot of enemy of the Christ come out of these.
所以要为学校的教育来祷告。
You must pray for the educational system.
为你所在地区的学校来祷告。
For your local school.
求神来翻转。
That God will turn this
around. 第三，为政府来祷告。
We pray for our government.
那传统的基督教，特别中国基督教呢，是不鼓励弟兄姐妹去关心政治的。
Traditionally, the church don't encourage brothers and sisters going to government politics.
我们理由很简单。
We have very simple.
那些地上的事，你要单单管天上的事。
Because we used to say these are the things of the world, we want to have things.
我告诉你，这是谎言，你知道吗
？This is yet another lie.
这么多年了，这么多基督徒，我们只管天上的事，我不管地上事，结果地上翻天了。
So many people ignore what's on earth and the whole earth.
多少法案、
So many new laws.
多少一个完全不合情理一些提案，从政府、从议会当中被通过。
A lot of laws that contrary to the Bible are passed by the Congress.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们从来不关心政治，不关心政府的事情。结果呢，政府里边清一色都是自由派的人。
Because we neglect the thing of the world, the government had come to become very liberal.
所以每次选举的时候
，That's why in every election,
都是基督徒一个选择的时候
，is a time for Christian to make a choice.
用你的选票把合神心的人怎么样推到那个高位上面
？You must use your vote to raise Christians.
最后一下是文化。
Then lastly,
文化是一个看不见摸不到就是非常重要的领域
Culture is something we do not see or do not touch but it is so very important
但你透过文化可以影响人心
Because through the influence of the culture you can change hearts
那你比如说教会可以通过各样的活动啊，包括你音乐啊，戏剧怎么样建造一个新的文化就是一个崇尚神的文化
Through the church can use music, use a script to build a new Christian culture.
最后一点就是
，finally，
重燃爱主的热情。
We must reignite our love for God.
一个人不能一生都是非常非常这个好像是这个百分之百的爱主。
We is not possible to love God 100% all our life.
也不可能一生都有百分之百的热情。
We cannot keep our passion 100%.
但人总是有软弱的时候，啊，有灰心的时候。
We are frustrated. We despair.
但你的生命呢，一直是向上。
But still, all your life got to be moving up.
所以，当你觉得你今天心慢慢冷淡的时候
，As you feel your heart turning cold,
你不能任其冷淡。
You must not allow it to continue.
你要起来。
You must
做两件事。
Two things.
定是除去灰烬
，remove all the dust。
你们见过那个炉灰吗
？You see ashes from the stove。
那灰厚厚的一层就盖在那个炭火上面。
You see a whole thick layer of ash。
然后炭火就慢慢就变暗变淡，没有热情。
And the coal gradually becomes dark。
但你把灰除掉。
Remove the ashes,
让空气流通
allow the air,
让神的灵降临
allow the spirit of God to move,
在加柴的时候火怎么就可以爱火重燃
the fire will be ignited again
除非就是认罪祷告来反省
unless we repent we pray before God
加柴呢
how do we add wood
用祷告用神的话
Using the words of God, using prayer,
让火来燃烧，阿门。
So that the light.
所以新一年当中有三个动作。
So there are three things.
坐下，跪下，起来。
Kneel down.
然后呢，不要忘记三个使命。
And don't forget.
教会的使命，推动群体，重燃热情。
Reclaim the land and also reignite our love.
起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们再次感谢主的恩典，在2018年最后一个主日，我们一起来。
In this last Sunday of the year, we come to thank you again.
2019年，你要赐给我们更多的机会。
Give us more opportunity for 2019.
特别在建堂的过程当中。
As we build the church,
让弟兄姐妹同心合一。
That we work with it with one heart.
看到神你的带领和恩典。
So that we can see your leading and we can see your blessings.
这个教堂在2019年要有极大的突破。
That this church will have a breakthrough in 2019.
让在建造教堂的同时，也建造我们教会的生命。
As we build the church building, we will also build our church life.
保守我们的教会，保守每位同工和我们弟兄姐妹。
Keep our church, keep all our brothers and sisters here.
新一年恩上加恩，力上加力。
Upon placing strength upon strength.
祝福每位弟兄姐妹，祷告祈求，侍奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Bless everyone here. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.